die Stadt Berlin hat mancher schon besungen, der längst heute liegt tief unterm grünen Gras.
We look forward to this visit. It's important for the German capital that he comes here. It's a state visit, of course. It's not a visit only in the city of Berlin. It's a visit in the state of Germany and its capital. And we look forward to that. It's an honor for Berlin that he comes, and it will be an important day for the town.
Pope Benedict XVI departs on his 21st apostolic voyage outside of Italy on Thursday, headed for the German capital, Berlin. Although this is the third time Pope Benedict XVI will set foot on the soil of his homeland since his election to the papacy, it is his first time on an official state visit to the Federal Republic. Our very own Veronica Skersbrick is on the ground in Berlin awaiting Pope Benedict and spoke to Richard Meng, who is the spokesman for Berlin's Mayor Klaus Wulvereit, who has recently been re-elected for his third term in office. Mr. Meng is also spokesman for the Regional Senate and spoke to Veronica about the changing face of the German capital 22 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, about its cultural and political makeup, and about the people who inhabit what has become one of Europe's most dynamic cities.
So, getting back to Berlin, what were the challenges involved in terms of organization and security?
It's like any important state visit. If the American president comes, if the president of Israel comes, the prime minister comes, there are big preparations for security, of course. So on this Thursday, it will be difficult to go around the city by car like at any other day. Berlin is used to that. It's a category of the highest security, of course, and we will have a few demonstrations on the other hand, so there must be security.
Berlin in particular is a very tolerant city. It's always described as a very tolerant city. So why are there so many protests against the Pope, would you think?
This is why we are tolerant. Berlin is not a very religious city. Berlin is a city where the people belonging to any religion are just about a third of the population. All religions together, the Christian religions and the Muslims. This is our understanding of tolerance, that anyone who lives here can do and say what they like to. And we have to respect each other, never mind what kind of way of life they have. And this will be an issue here for many people to say we see it different than the Pope does. But this is freedom. And we must respect this too, and so this doesn't hinder us to look forward to the visit, of course.
You mentioned that this was a state visit, and the Pope has been invited to speak at the lower house of parliament, the Bundestag. There are people who don't want him to go there from within parliament. So what is your opinion in terms of the complaints about the Pope speaking at the Bundestag?
I don't understand these complaints, because he has been invited and it is a matter of respect to let him speak there and to listen. You must not share his opinion in every point, but it's okay if he is invited that he takes a speech. And I hope it's an important speech.
22 years on from the reunification of the two Germanies, would you say there's still an east-west divide? And if so, could you pinpoint some of the problems?
In a certain way, yes, but in another way, no. Berlin has been the only part in Europe where east and west had to grow together from the first day on, because this is one city. In the rest of Germany, you have different states, and some of the states have been west before and some have been east before, though they may stay different because the people have different experiences. But in Berlin, you have one city. And about one-third of the population of Berlin has changed since then. People coming here, people going away. So in a quite good way, we have a unified city today. On the other hand, you have a part of the people who still bear their own experiences they had in the years before. And this belongs to Germany, of course. So you have certain things where they feel different and other things where they feel as one city. The media in Berlin, in a certain way, are different still. You have newspapers that are mostly bought in the eastern part or bought in the western part, and they don't really get people to buy them in the other part. And they are, in some certain issues, they also argue different. You have a party system where some parties are more Western parties and others more Eastern parties. The Social Democratic Party is the only party that is about quite as strong in both parts of the city. This may be the reason why the mayor is still in power and has been re-elected, because this party is the only party that has 28% about in both parts, and this is the biggest party in Berlin. There are different problems partly, but the city as a whole has recognized that it's only getting a good future if they hold together. And we build a new airport that will be opened in the next year, and this will be a job machine for all the city. And we have a few problems that are special problems of parts of the city, but you have the same in London and Paris. And people of the south of London don't used to go to the north of London every day because the city is far too big. So this is, as I used to say, one third of the people are new in the city. Another third has own experiences in the division area. And the third of the people are the young people who have been born after that, time. And if you see these three parts of the city, you will have to say, in the big questions, this has become one city, and we work to get it one city in the future. But Berlin is in a good way, and all the world is looking at Berlin with some astonishment at the moment, with some fascination. We are on the way to get one metropolis for like New York, like Paris, like London. We have still economic problems because the big industries went away in the times of division, and so Berlin is still not so rich as it could be economically, but it's rich with creative people and it's rich with young people. And so this is a city where you can feel the mood of the future. And so maybe the Pope will recognize one or the other of these things. And Berlin always is a city with an offensive discussion about everything.
Offensive?
Offensive.
That goes beyond debate.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much, Mr. May.
Das ist Berlin, wie es weint und wie es lacht.
You were listening there to Veronika Scaresbrick, who is in Berlin with Pope Benedict XVI, speaking to Richard Meng, spokesman for Berlin's Mayor Klaus Wolvereit and the Regional Senate.